Now, the Goldbergs. The stork came to the Goldbergs and delivered a 6-year-old French boy. This is the way it seems to the Goldbergs, who gave a night's lodging to a woman and a child. Now the mother is gone. She left a note asking Molly to take care of the child until she returned. But little David speaks only French, and Molly only speaks English, and so we'll listen.
Pamela, where are you?
Here, Ma.
So come here, be in my bed.
I'm coming.
Where's Rosalie with the child?
She's outside, Ma.
Oh. What are we going to do, Pamela? The child only speaks French. You should know some French. I remember you used to do homework. You had French examinations, I remember.
No, a little French, Ma. But...
Maybe it would be enough for you to make him understand that his mother left a letter that as soon as possible she'll come back.
Yeah.
That you can make him understand.
Well, I tried, Ma.
Let me hear Pamela say, say Mama in French.
Mama.
Mama?
Mama.
This is the same, huh? It's the same. Wait, Pamela, I'll turn out my light. I'm making cooked cereal for the child. How would you say cooked cereal?
That I wouldn't know.
Wouldn't know?
No.
Pamela, how would you say eat in French?
Manger.
Manger. Oh, yeah, I wonder who in the village would really know how to converse in the language.
Molly.
Yeah?
Any reason for holes in my stock?
Holes? Where did you found them?
In the basket upstairs.
Why didn't you look in the drawer? The ones in the basket are the unmended ones.
Since last spring I see socks in the basket.
You'll see them next spring also, Jay. There's perpetual mending, no? You're ready for breakfast, that's it. Pamela, how do you say it again?
Manger.
Manger.
Why don't you call Dr. Cater? He evidently knows French.
I thought doctors knew Latin.
How far is Latin from French?
Pretty far.
Maybe call Pamela, yes.
With your 4 years of high school semi, you should know more than Wibby.
Oh, Pa, please.
Yes, please. What is a human being with one language? Blind. Yes, blind. That's what.
Call up Pamela, huh?
Where's the child?
Rosalie's walking with him. She wouldn't eat.
Dr. Taylor, please.
That his mother said she would be coming back soon. That you could make him understand, no?
Hello, Dr. Taylor.
Forgive me if the doctor's
just
there.
Just a minute.
Make it short. I'd like to swallow a couple of it.
Coffee is warming.
Here, Ma.
Give me. Hello? Hello, Dr. Cater? This is Mrs. Goldberg. This is Dr. Cater Jr., no? Oh, I thought you were ready then to back to New York. But that's a long weekend. But, yes. Doctor, I just called specially to say that something unforeseen has occurred with us last night. Yes. Well, a mother and a child was in our barn. Yes. And, well, that's not the end, Doctor. That's only the beginning. So we brought him in the house, and in the middle of the night, the mother ran away.
And left a note.
And left a note.
In English.
In English.
But the child speaks French.
Oh, please.
The child only speaks French, Doctor. And do you converse?
Fluently.
Fluently. Yes. Oh, so will you do that, Doctor? Oh, thank you very much. How's that? Yes, we received a letter from Sylvia. Very pleasant letter. She's going to go to college this winter. And so far, all is well. Oh, you heard also? Uh-huh. Well, I'm glad. Yes. All right, Doctor. Thank you very, very much. Bye.
Well?
Dr. Cater's part is right up the road someplace, tending to a patient. And he's going to call and he should stop off over here.
Dr. Cater Sr. speaks French?
Evidently. Where are you, Sammy?
Oh, yeah.
Come here, darling. Come sit and eat. I'll lay you out the cereal, dear.
I'll have cereal, too.
Good family, please.
4 years in high school.
Oh, yes, please. Don't...
2 years in college.
Oh, I haven't had French.
All right, Sammy, all right.
Come in, David. Come in, David. David, manger?
No.
Why not manger, David? Why not?
Voulez-vous manger, David?
Yes.
Je ne veux pas manger. Où est maman? Je veux maman. Où est-elle allée? Emmenez-moi chez elle.
Maybe my French teacher could come over, Ma.
travel, and Dr. Cade's father's coming over by the way. Rosie fix a bowl of cereal, maybe he'll eat it. Oh, Mom, tells me the handkerchief. Give me a handkerchief, Pamela.
Here's mine.
Give me.
Mouchoir, David.
Pop stuff, Rosie, and handkerchief.
Handkerchief.
David, darling, mouchoir, darling. Blow, darling, mouchoir. Stuff, right. Doctor, Kate's car, Rosalie. Can we see?
Yes, it is
yours. To David, dear.
I'll stay with you, David.
Take the handkerchief from the child. I'll open the door.
Huh? I'll stay with you, David.
Don't
touch it. You see?
That's right.
Good morning, Dr. Cato.
Morning.
Good morning, Dr.
Cato. You got my message, Doctor?
Yes, I did.
Doctor, this is the little boy, Doctor.
What's his name?
David.
David, eh? Bonjour, David.
Bonjour, monsieur. And Doctor, this is the note the mother left. There is it.
It's in your apron pocket, Ma.
Oh, I have it. She left and she's coming back as soon as she finds work.
I see.
Here, Doctor. Sit down, please.
Thank you.
I want you to tell him in French that his mother left the note. And maybe you could read it to him, Doctor.
Molly, leave it to Dr. Cater.
Yes, you see, David. Oh, n'aie pas peur. Voici une lettre de ta maman. Comprends-tu?
Oui, maman.
What did it say, Doctor?
He wants to know where his mother is. Elle va revenir, David. Elle le dit dans sa lettre.
Quand?
Aussitôt qu'elle aura trouvé du travail, gagné un peu d'argent.
Pourquoi ne m'a-t-elle pas qu'elle va emmener?
What did he say?
Why didn't you take him with her? Eh bien, what did David... Ta maman a pensé que tu serais beaucoup mieux ici, chez ces braves gens. Ils sont gentils, n'est-ce pas? Ils t'ont bien accueilli?
Si.
Alors, il faut que tu sois un vrai petit homme en attendant qu'elle revienne.
What did he say?
Do I think his mother will come back?
Oh, she will. Oh,
bien sûr que ta maman va revenir. Oui, elle t'aime, n'est-ce pas?
Moi aussi, je l'aime bien.
Oh, bien sûr que tu l'aimes bien.
Tell him to eat.
Et maintenant, il faut manger.
J'ai pas faim.
Oh, ça ne fait rien. Il faut bien qu'il mange quelque chose. Donc, voyons, un petit peu.
What is your name?
Comment t'appelles-tu?
David Leland.
Mais ce n'est pas un nom français, cela.
Je suis né en Italie. J'ai vécu en France. Et mon père était américain.
Yeah.
What did he say,
American? He was born in Italy. He lived in France. And his father was an American.
Oh.
Je suis citoyen américain.
Ah, he's an American citizen.
Oh. Where's his father? Wait, let him leave before more questions.
And où est ton père?
Il n'est plus en vie.
Oh, his father isn't living.
Oh, well, no more questions. Mangez, David.
Allons, mange maintenant. Et puis nous irons faire une petite promenade dans les environs. Il y a beaucoup de choses à voir, tu sais.
Maybe he should start to go to school here.
And Ricky, aller à l'école?
Oui. Je veux que jouer au baseball.
Oui.
Je suis citoyen américain.
He wants to go to school and play baseball because he's an American citizen.
Oh, oui.
Eh bien, tu iras à l'école. Hein? Voilà une idée. On te prendra peut-être là-bas comme professeur de la langue française. On fera mettre tes grandes lunettes. C'est mon pantalon. Une perruque de cheveux gris, hein?
Oh, que j'aurais l'air drôle.
Ça, tu peux bien le dire.
What did you say, Dr. Barzilla?
We're going to make him the French professor.
Yes, the French professor.
Well, David's ready to settle down with the Goldbergs. But just what are they going to do with it? And where will it all end? Jake says probably with Molly learning French.